that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
that
will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning, Remnant, and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live this, well, April is almost gone. April 29th, 2023. Time just marches on. But we are here with a live program this morning, and we've got a full crew for you. And I'm looking forward to this morning's broadcast. And we'll bring everybody on. And Tim, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Amen. And Paul, from way up north, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Jason, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Remnant, again, good morning. Thanks for joining us. If you've tuned in before, you should know the format. We, you know, some Christian men that we get together for fellowship and praise and some good coffee. We have our Bibles and our coffee, and where the program goes, we don't know. We'll just have to see. And the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913, if you'd like to give a call, if you have a question or a comment. And we'll be glad to take your call. But we're going to open up in prayer. We hope you are prayed up. It is one of the things for Christians to do, is to pray. And we certainly do our best to try to do that and try to remind you. We're going to open up in prayer. Jason, we would look to you to open us up in prayer this morning.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you for this day. And we just ask, Father, that you bless this program, bless our hands and the labors that we do. We pray that you lead us, guide us, and direct us in the direction that we are to go. And we pray that you be with the remnant across this land. We pray that you see to it that they rise higher and higher and that our enemies are brought down lower and lower. We pray that you continue to give us more wisdom, more knowledge, more understanding, and more of your Holy Spirit. We pray that you use us in a mighty and powerful way. And Lord, we thank you for all the blessings that you bestow upon us each and every day. We just ask, Father, that you continue to bless us and guide us and be with us and let us be a blessing to you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. And the phone lines are ringing first thing this morning, so I guess we'll try to start there. Good morning.
Good morning, Wranglers.
And
Hi, this is Dominic.
Yeah.
Up in South Dakota. I actually sent a prayer or a message online a couple days ago. I was asking about if you guys could pray for me, because I'm finally going out to my church and giving them the idea or belief system of the Christian identity, trying to show them that Anglo-Saxon, Germanic, Scandinavian people are Israel. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a little nervous about it. It is a very controversial, quote-unquote, idea these days.
Well, Dominic,
we
did.
Pray for me while
Yes, absolutely. We got your I got your email, and we did send it out on our prayer chain, and we did pray for you Wednesday night and on the prayer chain, and that the people there would have open ears and open hearts, and you know it's a good thing. We're seeing this more and more, you know, people like yourself that are trying, that are hearing the call, that are trying to share this you know, all important message with others that are out there that need to know it.
I absolutely agree. We have to know the truth, not be deceived in our hearts. As you just said, do not be deceived.
Well, let's pray for Dominic right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and as this man is trying to spread your word and your gospel and truths that he has been privileged to come into, Lord, he wants to share his beliefs and truth with this church. And Lord, we just ask, Father, that you guide him, direct him, that you give him the words to speak, that you help him to know when to speak and when to be silent. We pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit and the angels go before him, Father, and anoint the hearts and minds of those that can receive the truth. And we pray that, Father, that these people can receive the truth if you allow it, Father. And we pray that you do allow it, Father, and that you just go forth and that you open the doors that need to be opened and that you close those doors that need to be closed. We pray, Father, for your hands to be upon this and for you to guide and direct Dominic. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I appreciate it so much. You have really lightened my heart a lot with that. Thank you so much.
All right, Dominic, thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
Let us know how that works out, brother. God bless.
Well, and I want to start off with letting people know that this week Pastor Dave Barley, he passed away, and he'd been head of America's Promise Ministries for quite some time. He was the son-in-law of Sheldon Emery, and he was a pastor that up in Sandpoint, Idaho, that had been to a lot of our gatherings over the years and spoke for us. Good, had a heart for the Lord. Pastor Peters had preached at several of his gatherings over the years. I remember traveling down to New Mexico for their gatherings with Pastor Peters years and years ago. We did that several times together. And he went to be with the Lord, and so just wanted to make sure and let people know that. I know that there's a lot of people that are on our ministry that also have followed Dave Barley's stuff over the years, and a lot of people came to our ministry through Sheldon Emery back when he passed away many, many years ago. But I just wanted to make sure that we did let people know that.
Amen. Yeah, Remnant, we would ask that you keep his family in prayer for peace and comfort. Absolutely.
Well, and I know that there's a lot of things that are going on, but one of the things that kind of blew me away, though, is, you know, Tucker Carlson, that situation getting taken off the radio. And I'm hearing a lot of different stuff, and I've read several different reports on it, so I'm really not sure what to believe. But I mean, I think it's almost as bad as Fox News taking Tucker Carlson off the air is kind of like Bud Light putting a tranny on a beer can. I mean, it was the people that followed Tucker Carlson. I think there was more people that followed him were on that news network than there was just about anything else. There's people, a lot of people that I know that's the only reason that they'd watch Fox News was, you know, for Tucker Carlson. And he'd been rattling a lot of chains lately. And from what I've heard, he's still looking into it. It's just basically it's a form of censorship, because from what I understand, he's still employed by Fox, so he can't do anything else. They just taken him off the air and kicked him out of his emails. And he'd been blasting the big pharma and calling them deadly vaccines. And a lot of people are saying that was big pharma was behind his censorship. Other people are saying that it was this witch hunt that he's been investigating and spending all the money on investigating all these the January 6th deal in Washington, D.C. So I really don't know. I don't know if any of you gentlemen have any real insight on that. But it sure seems like it was, I know it's censorship, but it seems like that Fox News really shot themselves in the foot.
Yeah, their viewership numbers have really gone down. I know I seen a click on that already, but go ahead, Paul.
Well, the whole Babylonian system has no foundation, and they can see what it's being crumbling and stuff like that, and they just don't have the truth, and it's going to expose itself over time. That's just a given. You can know that Fox News ownership wasn't on our side, but they had to deal with it, or they were going to lose everything, and I think they're in the process of losing everything. You hear both sides. I look on YouTube for my news and stuff like that. You hear both stuff, how bad Tucker was. But, you know, I don't know what's right, true, or not. You know, the Bible says, curse the man who trusts the man. But I heard bad stuff about George Washington, too. He was, and whatever. But that man was a man of prayer on his knees, and he won a war against all odds. And so we don't really know. We know God's in control, and I think Babylon's fallen, and they're desperately trying to keep it together. And he's definitely a problem to their system, for sure. So, watch it go.
Yeah. Well, and One American News Network has made him an offer that's $5 million, you know, a year more than he got from when he was getting from Fox. And Newsmax has offered him even more. They want him to take over the whole show over at Newsmax, but those are all just kudos. I think the thing that people like Tucker represent, as much to my way of thinking as anything else, is they may or may not know this or know that, but what they do represent is the ability to think critically. And I think that as a general rule, our people, we need that questioning ability to, we're told to think as that be as a child and to some of that stuff. And the one thing that always it seems like everybody's trusting and different things like that when they're talking about biblical things. But the other thing about children is they're very questioning. You know, which one of us, we had six, and, they got a question for everything. How come? Why? And, there's this critical thinking thing there all the time. They want to understand the whys and the wherefores, and they want to know how things work. And I think a lot of times that's one of those things that we miss. We just shrug our shoulders and, well, that's just the way it is, you know. And it's like, well, why is it that way? So when we have people like this who stand up and question the norm and question the political system, why they just don't like, well, how dare you question me, you know? And so there's, you may not always have the right answer, you may not always have that, but just the fact that you're asking why is the starting point. You know, that's the door jam you're walking through as far as getting there. So I think
go ahead, Kim. I thought you were done.
No, that's okay. I was wrapping it up. You go right ahead.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed is, and I've known people, I know, you know, a doctor and a chiropractor that were both very liberal at one point in time, and very democratic, and they had switched over the last several years. I remember talking to one doctor, and she called me one night, and she was crying on the phone, and she's like, "Jason, I can't do it anymore. I just can't. I can't be a Democrat." And she's like, "I don't know what my friends are going to think. I don't know how this is going to. I just can't do it." And but it was, you know, and that was an answer to prayer, because I never thought that I would see it. I've had a lot of respect for this person, and I did a lot of work with this person. But it was an answer to prayer, because we prayed for and prayed for and prayed for, and that's about all you could do, because, you know, you couldn't hardly talk to her or argue with her about anything on politics. And there was a switch, and she went to the point where she was listening and watching Tucker Carlson every single night, and making notes and studying stuff, and it was made the switch. And I know several people that were like that. So I think that was, he was being effective, and they had to, you know, shut him up. It's just more and more of that censorship. I mean, that's just my two cents worth. And like you said, he's not, you know, I agree with Paul 100%. You can't, don't trust him, man. He is just a man. But he did wake up a lot of people, and he took them part of the way to where they needed to go. So, and I got a lot of respect for that, and there were a lot of respect for what he was doing.
Amen.
Well, you got people thinking that's a huge process of get somebody off their thing. You know, you're talking about that, I think, of in Revelation, when you're, whether you're hot or cold, you know, like this lady you're talking about, she was definitely cold, but when she seen her ways, she changed her ways. And seeing that, the most dangerous people are the ones that ride the fence. They aren't worth a flip to anybody, themselves included, because they're just trying to, you know, appease every both sides of what's up, and that's not good. You know, I'd rather have somebody clearly know that somebody was against me than somebody that was nice to my face. I told a guy the other day, consider him your enemy until he proves otherwise. And I kind of live that, because, you know, well, just look at this Bud Light thing and how powerful the American people really are if when they wake up. It reminds me that when the Saxon begins to hate, when they begin to hate, and it has to get so corrupt that they can't ride the fence no more. And this is what's going on, because, you know, this transgender stuff and all this stuff. I know a woman that bills for the medical thing, and when a child is born, they don't have to declare it sex. They can do that later on when they want to. You know, now how crazy can this get? But it's got to get crazy before people wake up, you know. I woke up a long time ago, and I thought everybody wanted to know, but that wasn't the case. Then that can be stressful to the point that you finally kind of give up, and that ain't good either. The complacency isn't good. Our job is to bear witness. We're not responsible for the outcome.
Amen. I like how you put it, Tim, that you're seeing people that they don't have it all figured out. I mean, none of us do. We're all at different levels, but they're asking why. You know, why are these things happening? Why is Bud Light doing this? Why is Fox firing Tucker Carlson? You know, Tucker was bringing out truth and presenting truth, things that have been proven. Why would they, like you said, Jason, censor that? And they're seeing, they're asking why. It's part of that waking up. We had a, yesterday afternoon about 6 o'clock, we had a little fire call. Neighbor a couple miles down the road was digging, replacing water line and hit a gas line, you know, and the natural gas is spewing. So they call us to go down and just make sure it doesn't blow up, and we call the gas company. And anyway, I'm standing there with about 6 of our local volunteer guys, men from a couple of them young men with young daughters in public school, up to some grandfatherly figures, and 6 or 7 of us standing there talking for a few minutes while we were waiting on the gas company. It took them about an hour to get there. Some of the younger fathers brought up that just how ridiculous things are in the schools. And they brought up these furries, you know, that they have children that not them, but in the schools that dress up as dogs and cats and porcupines, and they have litter boxes for them, and they recognize that, as something legitimate, like you're saying, Paul, about the sex isn't determined; it's just whatever they want to be, whatever day it is, and so these fathers were, they were pretty upset about it, that their children had to be exposed to that. And one of the men brought up, he said, well, what about these transgenders? You going to have some, you okay with one of these transgenders, one of these, boys that thinks he's a girl going in the locker room and or showering in there? Because that's coming up. One of them mentioned that one of the sororities here at UW is suing UW because they've allowed it. The university has allowed it and said, yeah, if a biological male thinks he's a female, you have to let him in your sorority, and he has to be able to live there and shower there and all this stuff. And there's some people with at least a little bit of sense that are fighting against it. But I just thought it was interesting that I'm seeing it here as well, that these men are, that's the topic of conversation that comes up. And one of them said, yeah, if I catch one of them, his daughter's on the swim team. And he said, if I catch one of them, walking in the locker room, he said he's going to associate, the father said, like the tooth fairy and collect a few teeth. And I like what was mentioned. It has to get to where the people just won't take it anymore, and what that point is, I don't know. I don't know. We've seen in history that that it accelerates greatly if they get your firearms, if they get a wave where you can't defend yourself, and then it accelerates quickly. And then it's probably too late. But the people are, like you mentioned, Paul, about the Bud Light thing, they have a power, they just don't realize it. And they have a power as God's people, but they don't know that they're God's people. And they don't know why these things are happening. They don't realize that it's because of national sin, because the Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And that the opposite of that is just as true. And the nation whose God is not the Lord will not be blessed. And that's where we're at, because we've turned. And so anyway, it's interesting we're seeing that. I think all of us are. You get a few men together, and maybe they are lukewarm. They're accepting of it. Yeah, I sure don't like that, but what can you do? But it's they're asking why. Why is this happening? And they're expressing that they're not happy with it. And I think that's an early first step to waking up. Again, like you said, Tim, they don't have it all figured out, but they're asking why. Why are the teachers accepting this? Why is the school board accepting this? And they don't have the answer yet, but they're waking up.
Well, we've been taught to love, love Jesus, love too, but if you love Jesus, you better hate somebody. No better, don't work without a positive and negative, because there's the children of the devil that are real, and it seems like they're on the top of all these corporations and everything. Everything has floated to the top, but yeah, they're just evil. The universities they've been picking worldly professors forever. That, you go to college, you come out without a brain, basically, and I don't know how it works, but they just ruin people as more than they fix in any university. So there's a university here in Grand Rapids with the Christian Reformed Church, Calvin College, after John Calvin. Well, John Calvin's real name was John Cohen. He was an Antichrist Jew. But years ago, I mean, in the 60s, my sister went there, and she came out with a whole different attitude. It just wasn't right at all. And this, I don't know how they do it. There was a priest here that was meeting with, like, six or seven young women. You know, they were all married and stuff. And I think all but one ended up divorced. A Catholic told me that. He kind of scratched his head, but I don't know what's going on. When they met with this guy, they all got divorced. So, but they sold poison wherever they go. You know, where I live, there's a triangle from Holland to Grand Rapids to Muskegon. It's about 20-30 miles on either side of that triangle. And there's probably more churches. There is more loosely used churches in this area than any place else in the United States. And it has the second highest divorce rate in the world. You know what it's second to? Hollywood.
Wow.
How does that work out?
Yeah.
I heard a preacher preach that sermon in that steeple house I was raised in. And I mean, this was 40, 50 years ago he preached that. And I don't know if it's still true, but I think the evidence is here. I mean, there's divorce wherever you look.
Yeah, there is. Just part of the... the enemy knows they have to destroy the family, and that's part of it. That is part of it. Well, Remnant, phone lines are open this morning, 307-745-5913. If you have a question or a comment. Guys, don't know if you saw this. A couple things coming out of California. Not any more sanity at all, but they've set a date. I didn't write the date down, but they're wanting to ban all diesel trucks, all diesel cars, all diesels, whether it's trains, trucks, cars, boats, ships, you know, again, it's this pattern of shooting yourself in the foot. You know, the ports in California are kind of busy, being that, you know, they're running 24/7 as much as they can. With all the imports, exports as well, lots of food, especially going out to the Far East and whatnot. Get rid of diesels, thinking they can be all electric, and it just insanity. It again is, I think, part of this fantasy that either that they live in or just the planned destruction further. Of the country, and saw that out of California, and the other headline out of California I saw was they are proposing legislation statewide that their homeless camps have gotten so bad, they just continue to grow and grow and grow. They say, I saw a report that said the tourism, San Francisco has long relied on tourism for their funding, for, you know, what they do, the hills, the historic sites and stuff. And it's down, tourism is down like 300% in San Francisco alone because the homeless, the violence that comes along with that. And so California, you know, to fix that, what they're saying is that well, if you ask the homeless to move from in front of your business, and the headline this week was there was a business that kept calling the police because here's this woman sleeping naked, this big, fat, homeless woman sleeping naked on a couch right in front of their business. And you know, that might deter customers. Maybe, you know? If you had a coffee shop or a radio fix-it shop or a clothing shop or whatever, you know, a toy shop, and there's a homeless woman on an old ratty couch sleeping out there naked in front of your store, that might keep people away. I know it'd keep me and my family away. And so the way California fixes that is it's not a fix at all. Oh, if you ask them to leave, they can sue you. And I had to reread that article. They can sue you for telling them to leave from sleeping naked on a couch in front of their business. It just befuddles the mind Anyway, okay. That's how you want to do it, and I guess that's what they're trying. And of course, Colorado just, you know, they'll be following close behind. Because as California goes, I don't know if the nation follows, but I know Colorado does with their, you know, with what comes out of their legislature. It's like they try to keep up.
Maybe the trouble with lawmakers is they don't make law at all. They make statutes and policies, but they don't make laws. But there's one lawgiver, and that's what people have to realize. I've seen people that I know that went into Lansing and got in a thing, and they come out useless because they start, you know, compromising everything they believe, trying to fix it. Well, you can't compromise with the evil.
No.
Just get rid of it.
Right. Right. And I think people are seeing I think people are seeing that you can't. The more you give, the more they take. I mean, we've sure experienced that in our life. You know, the more that if you've got a Jezebel spirit, and that's the spirit of rebellion, and that's what we have in the land, there is the only thing that works against it is no. Does anything else, Jason, I'll ask you, does anything else work against it but no?
It just depends on how far you want to go as far as fighting. But that's the easiest way.
It is. And we see that in the land because, you know, at first it was, well, we just want to be able to marry whatever we want to marry. And then, well, we just want to be able to, you know, you to recognize this. And it just never ends to where now it's cramming it down the children's throat because the enemy understands that that's where they have to, they don't reproduce, so they have to recruit. They understand that. Just the opposite of a family, of a good Christian, God-based family. It's just the opposite. Well, guys, the phone's ringing. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, morning, brothers.
Good morning, Patrick.
It's Patrick from Mini California. Mini-fornia, however you want to put it. I just heard you were talking about the diesels. Get rid of the diesels in California. Well, you know, those of you who live in Minnesota better, that are on this ministry and hopefully listening today, better be prepared because Minnesota is about to ban all small gas engines, lawnmowers, weed whips, snowblowers, chainsaws. And they are going to, the next, of course, will be snowmobiles and ATVs. I'm probably too close to the side of politics than I should be, but it's been, it's really been interesting. You know, we got, this so-called red wave that never happened. We got now, Democrats, the Democrats are in full control of the state of Minnesota. We had a 17 billion dollar tax surplus that they, you know, they were kind of arguing back and forth what they need to do with it and, you know, give it back to the people or whatnot or you know, do something worthwhile with it, you know, with infrastructure. You know, we're the land of 10,000 potholes per mile. They spent it all. It's all gone. And not only that they're going to raise taxes in the state of Minnesota by 35%. They're going to raise, you know, state sales tax and all that. And, you know, so you were talking about diesels in California. Well, they are about to pass recreational marijuana, and of course, you know, all the people that you know maybe like to dabble in that on the weekends are all yay, and they're praising it, and all the CBD shops, yeah. Well, it's not as simple as what people think it is. in the new law, which is 300 pages long, bans all private marijuana manufacturing, all hemp manufacturing, bans all CBD stores, anything that has to do with hemp, CBD, marijuana, you know, in the private sector is all going to be made illegal. Well, there was a hemp farmer, a legal hemp farmer, industrial hemp farmer, here in kind of a southern part of the state, that he sold his farm, moved to Wisconsin because in the new law it makes it illegal. He's a family farmer. He got a 16-year-old daughter who helped on the farm, drive tractor, truck, whatnot. He sold his farm because it was going to be illegal to employ, even if you were a private farmer. Of course, that was all going to go away. State was going to take control of all that, make it illegal for anyone under the age of 18 to work on the farm. And not only that, comes the funny part, is that with the industrialized marijuana producers, will only be able to harvest and transport your crop in an electric armored car.
Yeah.
Now you talk about insanity. How many electric armored cars are there out on the market?
They're not even existing yet. Yeah, exactly.
You know, we all know, we've all seen it. Pastor talked about all this. You know, this is you know, the devil knows his time is short, and so that's why all this stuff is coming in.
Yeah, more laws, and that's what they think that they passed those laws. We've had the same thing here in Colorado, and the more laws that they try to make it more friendly, and everybody's like, oh yeah, we need to vote on this, and this is going to make it better, and this is going to, you know, save us some money, and it's more rules and regulations and more taxes and you know, that sort of thing. And it's just, I mean, they've turned it into a mess, but you know, they realized that they wanted their piece of the pie, and you know, it was another taxation is what it boiled down to with us here in Colorado.
Yeah, you know, I heard somebody mention someplace, and I don't know where, maybe it was on Coffee with the Wranglers, but they said, you know, it's funny how all these things, you know, like gambling and marijuana and this and this and this are all now okay now, because the government can make money off of it.
Yeah, government's made a little money off marijuana down in Colorado. A little bit. Like crazy. And for so long, is it still all cash, Jason? Have they worked it out where
they've worked it out. Yeah, that's all changed.
Yeah, it was all cash there for so long, and it's just crazy.
But you know, we're fighting back up here. You know, within the minority, so to speak, in the legislature. You know, I'm kind of close to some of those people in there, and they said, you know, we're just getting beat up every day, you know. And it's like, hey, you know, it's the separating from the goats from the sheep, you know, just, you know, keep in the fight, stay in the fight, you know. You know, it's exposing them. You know, their whole plan is being exposed, and you know, you know, try not to be a Debbie Downer, but you know, I know it doesn't look like it, but we are winning. If we weren't winning, they wouldn't be fighting so hard on their side. So, yeah, stay strong, stay focused, stay in prayer. You know, God's going to get us through this. You know, he's there. He's with us. Just got to have the eyes to see and the ears to hear and have the faith. So, well, brothers, I'll let you go. It's great hearing from all of you. You know, have a blessed day and have a great weekend.
All right, Patrick. Thanks, you, brother. Patrick. God bless. Yeah, it is just crazier and crazier. Oh,
it brings to mind Ephesians 6:12 once again, and the thing is a lot of people want to focus on this government top down change, you know, and you get despondent because it's like no matter how many times you tell them no, you don't want an assault rifle ban, or no, you don't want gender bender politics, or no, you don't want economic rape and destruction. If you get it voted out, why they just come and, you know, they just put another bill in next week because that's what they're paid to do. And, you know, it says that we don't struggle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and powers and world forces of this darkness and spiritual forces of wickedness in the high places or heavenly places. But the change comes from the bottom up. As each one of us, God can do a lot with one. I hear that a lot of times when we're told, well, what can one guy do? And it's like, well, I don't know. One guy can part the Red Sea if God's on his side. One guy can keep you from marching around the wilderness for another 40 years. One guy can, you know, bring the dead back to life when God is with him. I mean, we see those things go on. And I'm always reminded, one of the, it's kind of goofy, but there was a movie called Quick Change years ago, and there was a bus driver on there, and there was some dust up about exact change or something, and the guy wanted to put money in there, was talking to the bus driver, and he goes, have you looked back there in the back of the bus? I don't think any of those people are going to care whether I give you a 20 or exact change. And the bus driver, he looks at the guy and he goes, buddy, I look back there every day. That's why I run my life the way I do, you know, and that's kind of our situation. You know, it's like I look out across that mess every day and see this mayhem and madness and stupidity. And it's like, no, Lord, not me, you know. And when you set yourself in alignment with God's plans and purposes and you strive to overcome and do what he wants done, and the change comes. And, you know, there's nothing that the principalities can do against you. I mean, that's the coming out of Babylon, that you don't participate in her sins or in her plagues, is the mind and the heart and the soul alignment that brings you out of that status quo. And you don't have to get it all perfect. God will do the rest. If you're just trying and seeking, why, he'll take care of you, you know, and it'll go from there. So, you know, yeah.
I like that. Just try. Good right. Stuff. It. Pastor used to teach on that. You know, it takes so little. Just try. Just make an effort. And yeah, God puts the rest of it in. You know, it was like that. It was like that with Gideon. You just have to you put forth the effort, and God changes things to where it works. It does take so little.
You know, they've been running this down, shoving this down our throat for as long as I remember. This is a democracy. Well, history proves that democracies always go down violently because of destruction. Basically, the trouble with a democracy, 51% of the people can be wrong. And America was founded as a republic, which is a land of law, which everybody keeps the law, you know, and you can have representatives to do some things, and I don't know how this all got off track. Well, it got off track because there's no morals. There's no true Christianity left because, you know, you take people to, they think government, because they get money from government, it's okay, but government has nothing to give that it didn't take from somebody else. I lived in a communist country for 72 years. And America is a communist country because they have nothing to give that, you know, you live by faith. You know, I'd never take money from the government for any farming I do. I just want no part of it, but all my neighbors do, you know, and they think you're crazy. Well, I am crazy to them, but I don't need their approval. I need God's. So, that's the problem with democracy, and that they always go down evilly and violently.
That's right.
I read an interesting news article this week, and it just, it's really telling. The headline was, Arizona Democrat legislator apologizes for hiding state house Bibles. Democrat Arizona State Representative Stephanie Hamilton apologized Wednesday after being caught on video hiding Bibles in the State House members' lounge. She said, quote, "I hold scripture very dear to my heart," saying Wednesday following a moment of prayer that begins every House floor session. "It is what guides me. It is what shapes and forms my decisions I make. I have the utmost respect for people of all faiths and for people who choose not to have faith. And because of that respect, I recognize that my actions could have been seen something as less than playful and offensive." Dahl Hamilton, an ordained pastor who graduated with a Christian education degree from Eastern Nazarene College in Quincy, Massachusetts, and has served as director of Christian education and youth ministry at a Presbyterian church, was captured on video hiding the Bibles in the lounge under seat cushions and in refrigerators, according to the report. "It makes me a little uncomfortable, and I think it's kind of offensive to people who believe in and cherish the Bible," Speaker Pro Tempore Travis Granther, Republican of Gilbert, told the publication. "I feel like a disappointed dad." And it goes on and on, and I thought, well, she must have been hiding Bibles in there. No, she was hiding, taking the Bibles that were in the room and putting them out of sight. She had done it several times, and they finally put in a video camera trying to figure out who was stealing the Bibles. And it was this Stephanie Saul Hamilton who was basically hiding them and taking them, you know. And you think about that, it's like, I mean, it's just really, I think it's really telling because, you know, here it is, you know, number one, she's a woman, she's an ordained pastor, and she talks about how she has all this, you know, how she supports the Bible and Christianity, but at the same time, she wants to take the Word of God out of there. And it's just like, and then there's people that if, as you read the articles and look into it, there's people that are more upset about them putting a camera in there and them not being told about the camera that was put in there when they know that these Bibles have been taken, have been being stolen out of there, and they were trying to catch them, and that's what they're upset about. I mean, it's just, you know, just the insanity you know, her, basically what it boils down to is she's like, oh, I was just trying to make a point of separation of church and state. And she's like, it just, wow. You know, it seems ridiculous that, you know, you can go in there and you can see a Bible, and but then, you know, we're supposed to have separation of church and state. And so that's the point that I was trying to make. And, you know, which every one of those sessions is still started with prayer and the Bible, from what I understand, from what I was reading. So it's just, you know, just more of them exposing themselves for what they are and what they do and what they really truly believe in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, not to put too fine a point on it, but she's just a liar.
Absolutely.
Basically. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, saying one thing and doing another. Guys, we got time for one more call. We've got a caller. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for putting on the program. Really appreciate it. Just got a comment. I know I'm speaking or preaching to the choir here, to you guys and probably 99% of the listeners, but as individuals and a collective being the body of Christ, we have to do a better job of taking control again of language. Gentleman brought up earlier, I believe it's Tim, but I'm not too sure, about lawmakers. Those liars and thieves in D.C. are always referred to as lawmakers. They are not. They're thieves and liars. But there's only one lawmaker. Another example would be murdering unborn children is called women's health care. It is not. Mentally ill degenerates are called gays. They're not happy. I think actually Pastor Peters way back in the day had a tract, and I think he called them sad. You know, if we're going to call them anything, let's call them sad, because that's what they are. So anyhow, that's just my two cents. I really appreciate what you do. Have a great morning. My thoughts and prayers go out to that young man up there in North or South Dakota going to speak to his local ministry, because that's a brave thing to do, and he kind of invigorates me. I tend to be mousy with the identity message because it seems people don't want to know the truth, so I tend to be a little mousy, so my hat's off to that young man for actually going to speak to somebody. That's good for him. So thanks again. I'm going to get off the line and let you all wrap up the show. Thank you so much for what you do. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks for your call.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, amen. You hear that more and more, especially about abortion. Oh, it's women's health care. That's what you hear, women's health care. No, it's murdering babies. And it is. It's we do need to have that terminology down as a people. Well, guys, it's about wrap up time. Some closing comments.
Yeah, I want to read Ezekiel 39, verse 12. And 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying of them that they may cleanse the land. 7 months. It's coming.
Absolutely. Well, Remnant, I'll close with this. Saw this headline today. The Biden administration wants a pistol brace registry, they estimate between 10 and 40 million people. And that tells you they have no clue. They have no clue. And so, Remnant, keep the faith. We encourage you to do that. The things we talk about here certainly are not meant to bring fear, but just to, again, to point out that Babylon is what's falling. As the age ends, this is what we're witnessing. We're witnessing the fall of Babylon, the awakening of God's people, and we do encourage you to keep the faith, to read your Bible, to be in prayer. Men, we thank you for joining us this morning. And Remnant, we want to invite you to come to church with us tomorrow. You can do that at scriptures4america.org, starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 on the West Coast. Right there at scriptures4america.org. Click on the live video stream or audio if you don't have that good of an internet connection. And we hope you'll join us there for a scriptural review, a timeless pulpit truth, a new message, and communion. So hopefully we'll see you there. God bless. We'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 stay high. This country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and pray together, make them hell and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Roll them out, head them off,
though they're disapproving, keep on.
This is WTWW, Lebanon, Tennessee, USA.